notice anything different?
Let me see. You comb your hair differently?
No.
You take off a few pounds, Michelle?
Daddy. I'll give you a hint.
Oh, my goodness. You got less teeth to brush there.
Two less teeth.
Ooh, a double header.
Better call the tooth fairy and tell her to bring twice as much money.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
A cat.
I know, but the sales guy at Stuff for Cats was so cute. Wonder how this thing works. Oh, I get it.
I wish I could go shopping.
Michelle, you went shopping last Sunday with Dad.
That's not shopping. That's Dad telling you what to try on.
Well, that's how it works. Dad picked out all our clothes when we were little kids. Remember how he'd hold up the outfit and say, "Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever seen?"
But I'm not a little kid anymore.
Do you wear makeup?
No.
Do you like boys? Mm. Do you still talk to your stuffed animals?
If I'm not mad at them.
Little kid.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
I got a surprise for you. I picked it up on the way home from work. I think you're gonna like it. Let's see how it looks on you. Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever seen?
Something smells good. Ooh, bacon.
Hey, do you guys mind, already?
Told you I smell bacon.
Well, sorry, Danny, it was a feeding frenzy.
I'd have made a grab for it, but I was afraid I'd lose a finger.
I can't believe these paint samples. Look at this. Blueberries and cream, iced apricot, mocha frost. I don't know whether to put on two coats or two scoops.
What are you painting, Uncle Jesse?
Oh, the Smash Club. I'm doing a whole new renovation. It's so cool, man. It's my club, so I can decide the look, I can decide the feel, I can decide the mood.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I can't decide.
Well, the decision to decide is a decision in itself.
It's heavy, Steve.
Yeah, Steve has gotten so deep since he started that philosophy class.
Actually, the guy at the car wash had it tattooed on his back.
Jess, you gotta be very careful. You cannot choose the wrong colors for your club. Why?
Well, remember that coffee shop on Polk Street? Closed down in a week.
Yeah, Cafe Black. That place was so depressing. It's true, Hairboy. The wrong color combinations can make people physically ill. In fact, Blondie, your outfit's making my eyes water. Me? Your getup should come with an air sick bag.
All right, gang, chill out. Now, I've made my first decision, and I'm going with teal. What do you think?
Teal? Ow.
Yeah, what ow? Well, I like teal.
Well, you probably don't care that teal was the color of Custer's last shirt.
Joey, wait a minute. What do you know about chartreuse? Taupe? Hey, what color was the Titanic?
All right, you girls better get going. Okay, Steph, here's your lunch money.
Thanks, Dad.
DJ?
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Dad.
Nice try, Kimmy.
Hey, it worked last week. Come on, we're gonna be late.
Not the way I drive. Safely and carefully.
Okay, Michelle, sweetheart, here's your lunch.
How come I can't buy my lunch like Stephanie and DJ?
Sweetheart, I don't want to worry about you losing your lunch money. Besides, who else makes a happy face out of grape jelly on your peanut butter sandwich, huh? Of course, once I close it, you know, you can't see it anymore, but we both know it's there, don't we, honey?
That's my ride.
Oh, okay. She'll be right there. Here you go. You have a good day, all right, sweetheart? Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever seen?
Bye, Daddy. Bye. Bye, Comet. Hey, Comet. Isn't that the cutest thing you ever seen?
Maybe. Maybe. If I had to. Not in this lifetime.
Let me story piece.
Oh, boys. This is not a storybook. It's a sample book.
Please, Daddy.
Okay, all right, come over here. Hop on, guys, come over here, son. All right, ready? Here we go. Okay, once upon a time, there lived a handsome, well-coiffed nightclub owner. And he couldn't make a decision. He couldn't decide if he wanted this color, or this color, or this color, or this color. And it was driving him crazy, see? And then the phone rang, the end. Okay, thank you, guys, great story. Talk to me. Oh, bathroom fixtures? No, I'm sorry. I've got so many decisions to make right now. Look, why don't you guys send over something for me to look at, and then when I see everything, I'll just kind of go with the flow. Get it? Go with the flow, plumbing? Hello? Hello?
Hi, honey. How's it going?
Oh, terrible. I got so much riding on this club, and I can't make a decision. There's so many options. I never knew it would be this difficult. I mean, I got floorings and wallpaper. I think my head's going to explode.
Oh, honey, your head's not going to explode. It might get a slow leak. Oh, Jess, why don't you take a break and see if you can get Alex to use the potty? He's doing his gotta-go dance.
Oh, yeah, all right. Come on. Come on, son.
There's Derek. Let's throw the frisbee. Derek, why are you eating? Lunch isn't for an hour.
I just can't get through recess without a rice cake.
Save some for me. I forgot to bring my lunch.
Then you should buy your lunch in the cafeteria.
I'm not allowed to buy my lunch.
Why not?
Because my dad makes my jelly smile.
Okay.
Hey, just throw the frisbee. You know, my dog can catch one of these in his mouth.
So can my brother.
Okay, here it goes.
Wow. Just floated right up there.
Why don't you float up there and get it?
I'll go. I'm not afraid of climbing that.
Me neither. Let's do it.
Michelle, are you afraid to come up?
No, I'm just afraid to come down really hard.
Don't worry, it's easy.
Hey, honey, Look, you forgot your lunch.
Thanks, Dad.
You know what? You forgot something else. Must have fallen off your head on the way to school. Actually, Comet found it. It's really funny, he was wearing it. It was the cutest thing you ever saw.
Gotta go, Dad. You have a frisbee situation.
Well, hold on, Michonne. I don't want you climbing up there, sweetheart. That's really dangerous.
Hey, Michelle. This is cool. I can see the top of your dad's head.
Denise, I want you to come down from there right now, honey. That's it. Good. Coming over that pole. Very slowly. That's it. Just be careful.
Okay.
Okay.
I would have been careful.
Oh, I know you would have been, sweetheart. I'll tell you what, why don't you go play on the teeter-totter right now, okay? And I promise, when you come home, I'll show you the top of my head, okay? I gotta go pick up Vicky, so if you would, wear that. Now let me give you a big kiss goodbye. What's wrong?
I don't want to kiss.
Why not?
Stop treating me like a little baby.
It was one of the greatest stories I ever covered. When the Sultan agreed to let me interview him, I thought I would die.
Uh-huh.
And everything was going great until that camel exploded.
Yeah, that can happen.
Did you know that those humps are filled with candy like a piñata?
Life's like that.
Are those scuff marks on your kitchen floor?
What? I just waxed. Where?
Well, I finally got your attention.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vicky. I can't stop thinking about Michelle. Why wouldn't she kiss me? Do I embarrass her? I didn't start to embarrass DJ or Stephanie until they were at least 10 or 11.
Well, kids nowadays get embarrassed by their parents at a much younger age. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Vicky. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Steph.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, honey.
Father.
Did you see that? She's so angry with me. She said I treat her like a baby.
Well, Dad, sometimes you can be a little overprotective.
Me?
Yeah. Last week, I was at the mall talking to Lucas Killian, the cutest boy in my class. Dad notices my shoes are untied. So he gets down on the floor to tie them.
I was afraid you would trip.
I did. Over you.
Hey, guys. Hey. I need your help. I'm finally close to making a decision, okay? Now, you guys tell me which cup you like for the Smash Club, all right? This one says, here's a club that gives me a lot of value for my money. And this one says, boy, this place must be hip because I'm getting ripped off.
Jesse, some guy just brought some more samples. They're in the living room.
Okay. More samples. Jess, you gotta do something. This place is starting to look like a showroom. My neighbors are starting to browse.
All right. You know what? I'm ready to sit down and make a decision.
And I've got just the place for you to sit.
Good.
You know, it's an interesting look, but personally, I would have gone with chairs.
What is this? I wanted a catalog or something.
Well, good luck, Uncle Jesse. And don't forget to put the seat down.
Oh, sorry. I'll come back later.
Get back here. I'm in trouble.
Well, try reading the newspaper. It always works for me.
I mean, I can't make a decision, Joey. This whole thing is so overwhelming. The Smash Club, you know what? It's going right down the... Well, you get the picture. I don't know what to do.
Jess?
Mm.
Don't get up. Would you like a chicken or hamburger for dinner?
Becky, I don't know. I don't know. I can't take it anymore. I don't know. I can't take the pressure.
Okay, fish.
Fine, fine. I give up. You know what? I give up.
Honey, you know what? You're right. You are. You're putting much too much pressure on yourself. Now, just sit down here. Actually, we can do this standing.
Yeah.
Now, sweetheart, think back a little bit. What was the easiest decision you ever made?
Well, Dad decided to marry you.
Aww.
And why was that so easy?
Because I knew I loved you and I had this incredibly good feeling.
Okay. Which toilet gives you that same incredibly good feeling?
I don't know. We just met.
Oh, come on, Jess. Which one of these beauties can you see yourself walking down the beach with?
Well, promise you won't get jealous. To be honest with you, I did get a little tingly when I saw this one.
Well, you've just selected the Flushmaster 2000. It's a dandy for your fanny. Chicago 60609. Congratulations, Jess. You've just made a decision.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? It was kind of good. You know, here's the catch. I just got to go with my instinct. That's all.
I think it's going to be beautiful.
Thank you.
Potty.
Oh, not just any potty, son. That's the Flushmaster 2000. I picked it myself.
Potty now.
Jesse's serious. He's finally ready to use the potty.
My man. No, son. These are loners.
This might help you out, buddy.
Keep Joey.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I know you were upset about what happened today, and I think I understand why.
Why?
Well, honey, I've been having a hard time letting go. After all, you're my last baby. I mean, you're my last big girl. And from now on, that's how I'm going to be treating you, like a big girl.
Really?
Really.
Can I pick out my own clothes?
Yeah, I think you're ready.
Can I bring lunch money?
As long as you don't blow it all on pudding.
Can I get a tattoo?
Only if it washes off in the tub, okay?
All right, deal.
Okay. And sweetheart, look, if it embarrasses you when I kiss you, I'm gonna try to remember and respect that, okay?
Thanks.
Okay. Night, Michelle.
Night, Daddy.
Postcard.
Hey guys, spread out. Here, Derek. It's all in the wrist.
Way to go, Derek. You're 2 for 2.
Sorry.
I'll get it.
I thought your dad said you could climb up there.
I can if I want to. I'm a big girl.
You threw it. Why don't you get it? I would. But I can't take the chance. Cello.
Hey, I made it. I'm really up here.
Michelle, this is Derek S. Boyd speaking. Too late.
coming down or what? I can't. I'm too scared.
Hey, Derek. Hey, Denise. Where's Michelle? I haven't seen her.
You're not looking high enough. Daddy!
Michelle, what are you doing?
Holding on really tight.
She climbed to the top, sir, and I believe she choked.
Daddy, I can't get down. Come and get me.
Honey, you can do this on your own. Just come back down the same way you went up.
I can't. I'm sorry. I'll wear the hat. I won't buy lunch. I won't get a tattoo. Just get me down.
Honey, did you hear me? I said you're a big girl, okay? You can do this on your own.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. A really great man once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I believe falling is also a consideration.
Michelle, honey, I know you can do this. I'm right behind you. I'm not going to let you fall. Just come down slowly.
Okay.
Good, that's it. Now, it's just like a step now. There's a metal pole there. That's right. Easy now. The step, that's good. It's like a ladder. Michelle, you're doing this all by yourself. I'm not helping you. We're almost there. Just like two more steps. You did it, honey!
Exhilarating.
Okay, show's over. There's nothing more to see here.
Thanks for helping me down, Daddy.
You're welcome. And I kind of remember telling you not to climb up there in the first place.
But you said I was a big girl. I thought I could decide for myself.
Yeah, well, part of being a big girl is knowing whether what you're doing is dangerous or not.
I didn't know that part.
I think it's going to take a little while for both of us to get used to you being a big girl.
We'll help each other.
It's a deal. Michelle, you didn't have to kiss me in front of all your friends.
I know. But I wanted to. I'm a big girl. It was my decision.
I can live with that. Okay. Second show's over. Nothing more to see here. Okay, why don't you grab your backpack? So do you want to drive home or should I?
I'll drive.
You're going to drive home. You know how to work on the back?